Hello, it's Tuesday, the 14th of October 2014. Welcome to another episode of the PeterWrightsBlog.com podcast. From Peter Wright, the contrarian thinker, speaker, and writer who believes it's not what happens to you in life, it's what you do about it that counts. Today's post is titled Focus, Distractions, and Firewalls. Last week, there was an exchange of comments on Google Plus about the strategy of creating posts about a single topic for a whole month. I commented that I find it easier to focus on and research a single topic for a series of posts than to continually think of new topics to write about twice a week. In the process of creating three posts on focus already this month, I've done a lot of reading on the topic. I've also noticed more articles and posts by others on the subject, which means one of three things. Could be that focus is a popular topic, that many readers of blogs and articles have difficulty in focusing, and what you focus on expands. In reality, it's because of all three. Focus is a popular topic. The inability to focus is a widespread problem in this day and age. And because I'm focusing on the topic, I will notice more references to it. The last being the activity controlled by that part of our brain known as the reticular formation, which allows us to unconsciously filter out irrelevant stimuli and focus on the relevant. The most common example of this is when you buy a new car, or even decide on a particular make and model. Suddenly, you will notice that same vehicle everywhere. Whereas before you made your choice, it was just one of hundreds of vehicles unnoticed in the background. We can use this function of the reticular formation to help us focus by remembering that point about what you focus on expands. I'm experiencing it this month. Because I'm continually thinking about focus, I'm noticing many more other references to it than if I was concentrating on, say, perseverance, for example. And also, as with most skills, the ability to focus improves with practice. Most articles on focus also mention distractions, scheduling, work habits, productivity, peak productive hours, and flow. It seems the main enemy of focus is distractions. There's a link to a good article on barking up the wrong tree in the post about highly productive Cal Newport and how much he accomplishes each day through focus and scheduling. Another article on Lifehacker, also with a link in the post, explains in detail how distractions destroy our focus and notes that loud noises and flashing lights are two of the most distracting stimuli. It also quotes a study that found it takes 25 minutes to return to full concentration on a project after you have been distracted. It's impossible to be fully focused all the time. An estimate on examinedexistence.com, there's a link there too, is that we can only be fully focused for 6 hours a week. Other studies found that between 2 to 4 hours after waking up are our peak productivity hours, which we should use for focusing on important projects, but which most people fritter away on emails, meetings, and phone calls. If I think back to my days in the pre-email, pre-internet corporate world, and I'm old enough to remember those, most managers had secretaries. A good secretary was an effective firewall for blocking distractions. Mine screened most of my phone calls, scheduled meetings, organized air tickets and hotel bookings. When I eventually got the first IBM PC in the whole company, I only used it for spreadsheets. I still dictated most of my correspondence and reports, writing the more complicated parts by hand for her to type on a typewriter. I got a lot of focused thinking and creative work done then because of fewer distractions and a large staff to whom I could delegate most routine tasks. As entrepreneurs and solo operators, most of us don't have the luxury of secretaries and a large support staff. We do have the power of discernment to choose what we let attract our attention and take up our time, especially our most productive time. Even without secretaries or assistants, We can erect firewalls to prevent distractions and to help us to focus. If we cast our mind further back to the 17th and 18th centuries, when many of the great voyages of exploration were being undertaken, empires being built and industrial dynasties being created, huge accomplishments without any of the modern tools or communication systems we have today. There were fewer distractions too. The article about Cal Newport quotes one of his secrets as schedules being more important than to-do lists. Since adopting that idea, I found it much easier to use my early part of the day only for writing and thinking work. I am finding I do get more constructive work done. I do still get the distracting stuff done as well, but later, when I've scheduled for it. So here's two tips for today. Schedule time for your most important projects, and set up an imaginary firewall to keep distractions from overwhelming you. Let us know how you do by leaving a comment on the blog.